Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
It's me, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. There's something so like special about when we do an episode super chill like this, when like the past few episodes were like hectic, you know?
Yeah, and hectic they were.
We had Trisha on, and it's like Trisha was here and she kept saying like, oh my God, it's so sweet how everyone comes and watches. I'm like, no, everyone's here for you.
How you have an audience, like, no, they are fully here for you. Like, literally, when I heard, I did that on the last Trisha episode, I showed up just to do it.
Uh-huh. Because it's just, she's an icon living. Like, I get it. Everyone's obsessed with her for full.
So many reasons.
Valid reasons.
I meant to watch her video today. I know she did a Streamies recap.
Like, she reviewed the Streamies?
Yeah, and you're in the thumbnail, so I know she talked about you.
I'm watching
it. You haven't seen it?
We should watch it right after this.
Oh, we should have watched it before so that we could have talked about
it. If she has no fans, I am dead. Like, for real, if she has no fans, I'm dead.
Should we jump into Streamies action?
I think we should. I think we should. I don't know what it is, but nothing frustrates me more when people think I'm drunk when I'm sober because of the amount of sincere, like, effort it takes for me to be sober. Like, I'm thinking about it every second of every day.
Yeah, and it's like you're going to accuse me of being drunk when I'm putting in all this work.
However, I will say,
it was giving drunk.
Yeah, if I watched that and I didn't know me, I would be like, that bitch is drunk as fuck. But I wasn't. I'm sober. I'm on 75 hard. Today is day 12 hour, 10 minute 5, 37, 38, 39 seconds. I'm not counting. I guess I should just defend myself real quick.
Explain how it happened.
Brooke and I went to the Streamies. And we always have so much fun at the Streamies. Like, every year, it's just, like, a cute, fun,
love it.
Amazing time. And it's kind of become our thing now to go. I feel like we'll always go together. We go.
Slay.
We promote Canceled. We slay the carpet. We have so much fun. We get so much tea. We always find one or two new potential boyfriend prospects at the Streamies.
I know. There was a hottie at our table. I'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. There was a. He wasn't my type of hottie, but he was your type of hottie.
He wasn't. Never mind.
What?
One of my friends used to talk to him.
Really?
Yeah, and he has like a really specific job. So I like, as soon as he told me what his job was, I was like, there cannot be more than one hot guy who does that.
He's like an animal something, right? Animal.
Yeah, he's like a snake whisperer. I'm like, you know who else is a snake whisperer? My friend Tana Mojo.
What does that mean? Was it sexual or was
yeah,
it that everyone's a snake?
It was sexual. God, wow. She's so dull.
Yeah, so dull and fucking sober. So this year, the Streamies asked me to present. And they've asked me in the past to present, and I've always said no. Any award show for that matter, I've always said no.
It's so strange that you like feel weird about that because you're so good in front of like an audience.
I've always said that I feel like worlds more comfortable in an audience of like
your fans.
Yeah, like my fans on tour, or even just like someone else's fans. If I were to open for someone else, whatever, people who like, you know what I mean? They're just chilling. They're happy to be there. But like in front of all your peers and like colleagues and like also just the whole industry, managers, brands, like every, like the CEOs of everything are also there. It stresses me out so much more as is. Like the Streamy stage has always stressed me out because it's just like, oh my God. And there's so many people in the audience that it's like, I know, or I've been friends with, or I'm still friends with, or I've hooked up with, or so on and so forth. So it just adds so many levels of stress. The same with acting. I've always turned down every acting job pretty much because
that makes me literally sick.
I'm horrible at reading a script that's written for me that I feel is not me.
Like you wouldn't normally say
like
that.
If it is not something that I would say, and even if it is something I would say for some reason, like I just can't sell it. Like I've never been able to, I like freeze up, I become so awkward, whatever. And so I reluctantly agree to presenting. And I'm like, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm just going to give it a whirl. It's the Streamies. I'm familiar with the environment there. I'm going to try it, right? It was my first time presenting at the Streamies. It was also my last time presenting at the Streamies.
Maybe not.
So a couple nights before, they email me over the script for me to present. And they tell me you're going to be presenting the food category with Brianna Chicken Fry.
Perfect fit.
I eat food. I know Brianna Chicken Fry. I also feel way more comfortable doing it with someone that I know and that I've like, Brianna's seen me at some low levels. She's seen me blacked out. She's seen like, and I feel like we have a similar sense of humor that like we both hate awkward shit like that and could like riff off of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get all ready for the Streamies and a couple hours before I find out now that I'm going to be presenting gaming.
Even better fit for you, if you ask me.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Who the fuck decided Tana Mojo should present gaming?
Somebody who, like, I feel like it was like putting Josh Peck in Oppenheimer. It was like, this will be funny.
Stop bringing it up!
I will never stop bringing it up. It is amazing.
We're going to be 80 and she's going to be in her little walker talking about Josh Peck and Oppenheimer Bible.
No, but I like, get just like a funny, like, we'll toss this in here for like a good like switch up.
I get that. Like it is, there's something polarizing about like me presenting gaming. Like they thought it would be funny, you know? I find out I'm presenting it with someone named Chris Collins. She's an angel. We'll get into that in a second. But I don't know her. She's very brand safe for the most part. Like it's just, the vibes are now immensely different.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
And so then I don't really get to see the script. And then from what they had sent prior, they'd changed it or something. I don't know. Like it's new to me essentially. So I get to like skim over at one time backstage for like 2 seconds. And then they just throw me out there and they don't really tell me anything. You know, there's a lady being like, okay, the lights are going to go off. And then you guys open it and say, and the winner is. But like, I also am the type of person who needs very clear instructions. Like you're going to stand up there for 1 minute and then you're going to exit after this happens, like so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You know? I was just kind of thrown to presenting. And I mean, clearly I'm dumber than the rest of the creators because they all just figured it out. You know, they did it. Maybe they had some rehearsal.
Well, there's like a pretty standard practice. Like if you've ever seen an award show, you like, you know, you hand them an award, you step back, you watch them receive the award, and then everybody walks off together.
I didn't know about the whole watch.
I can't imagine you pay much attention to award
shows. I do, but not enough to like internalize knowing that you wait.
Yeah, that it is a very specific.
We walk out there and I'm just, I'm nervous for all of the reasons that I just expressed. So nervous, and I'm sober, so I'm raw dogging the nervousness. Like 2 shots would have helped me,
mm-hmm.
honest to God. And I'm reading the script. I immediately swear. The only thing you can, you could literally have sex on an award show
stage.
Yeah,
but this isn't like the People's Choice Awards. This is a Streamies. It's being streamed.
That's fair, but it is like backed by huge sponsors like YouTube and like you're, it's still this, you're not supposed to swear. Yeah. And I've always known that. And even in the times that I've won awards or accepted awards for other people at the Streamies, I still was mindful enough to be like, don't swear.
It's crazy because it's not like you just like are dropping F-bombs all the time. Like it was like you just, I don't know why you did that.
I think that when I'm nervous, that's the first thing that like comes out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then right, go, I swore.
And then right before we walk on stage two, Chris, the girl I'm presenting with, she's like being like, you're going to kill it, whatever. But she's like, we should just like make up our own version. Be like, I love gamers, like blah, blah, blah. And then that threw me off so hard trying to play into that. So I just immediately swore. Whole nine. I mean, you can literally do anything on the stage. We were going to kiss like Madonna and Britney, and then last minute we were like, let's not do that. Like, whatever. At, like, you can do anything. You just can't swear. And of course, I fucking swore. And so then that just throws off my whole vibe even more. So obviously you don't know who's going to win the award until you open the card. And then the winner of this gaming award is an amazing, talented streamer by the name of Dream. And he... He makes me nervous. He just makes me really nervous.
Why?
I don't know why.
Maybe you have a little crush on him.
He's cute. He's really cute, for sure.
I fuck with the man in a helmet.
There's something about the helmet of it all. And, like, I had talked to him a decent amount before, but I'd never met him. And I just, like, the idea of, like, talking, texting someone you know.
Yeah, that, and also then, like, seeing them in person.
Makes you nervous and stuff. The first time you're, like, hugging them is like on a streamy stage to be like clipped for everyone forever.
And boy, like, was it.
And I already knew what had like transpired. I didn't want to like loop him into that meme by like us hugging and then that's awkward and like the whole nine. The only solution in my head was just go.
Get out of there.
Just get. You've done enough. You swore. You read the script horribly. You said who wrote that. You did the whole damn thing,
I liked
Tana.
I liked your visual when you said...
0 out of 10
I thought it was an incredible performance from you.
I'm not gonna lie, it's so on brand for me, and I can leave my own body and say the streamies needed a moment like that.
Yeah, come on, don't like, be boring.
Maybe that's narcissistic of me to say, but
I made that show.
Definitely didn't. Definitely not getting invited back. I love the streamies. I don't think presenting's for me. I think if I were to ever do something like that again, I just need to be more involved in the writing process of the script so that I can deliver it, maybe rehearse it, maybe have the winner not be someone.
That's or fair. A category. Have it be pre-recorded. Do you remember at the People's Choice Awards when Adam Sandler presented and he wasn't even really there?
Yeah, like that's a sleigh down boots. You know, I was in the streamies commercial. I did so good. It's just... It's not, I don't know, it's not my thing, it's not my vibe, and I just had to fucking go. And I really wouldn't have probably even talked about this on the podcast if the whole internet didn't think I was just blackout drunk.
Well, what's so crazy is I didn't even know any of that shit happened.
I come back off stage.
This is gonna sound bad, but I'm not kidding, I was ready to piss myself. So they came and pulled Tana from the audience like a long time before she was supposed to present. So I was sitting there alone with like my random friends at this table, Snake who Whisperer. I just met these people. And so I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and like fucking like 30 minutes goes by and you still hadn't come out. So I was like, I'm gonna pee myself. And I ask everyone around me, if I go right now, will I miss Tana? And then they say like, up next, like yada 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 yada. And like none of that was Tana Mojo. So I was like, I'm safe. I run. I go as fast as I can. I'm squeezing as hard as I can. I pee so quickly. I don't even think I washed my hands. I get back. All I see is the back of your head. You're running off stage.
Well, I get off stage and I come down to see you. And you're like, you did so good.
Well, so then I told the kid next to me. I'm like, there's no way I just missed that. And he's like, no, she was amazing. I'll send you the video. She'll never even know you missed it. And I was like, perfect. So then I was like, no, you... slayed. That was amazing.
And I just remember looking at you being like, she did not see my performance. Because our friendship, like, had you, Brooke, I'm not even kidding you, also you being there, I didn't even look at the crowd one time. I looked at only the teleprompter, A, because I didn't know the fucking script, but B, because I was like, I know if I make eye contact with Brooke I will start dying laughing or like doing something, saying something embarrassing, which I ended up doing anyways. But I didn't look at the crowd one time in fear of seeing you. So I thought you were there until we like talked. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It was just very funny. I was like, she clearly didn't see this.
Well, the people at my table, they were like, no, she did amazing. And I was like, really? Like, and he was like, no, seriously. And I was like, did she mess up? He's like, no.
All night, people kept coming up to me at the after party being like, you did so good. It was so you. But I'm like, I in my head, I'm like, this is getting clipped on TikTok.
Everything on the internet, right too. Now. It's like perceiving it when having not actually been there is always going to be so different.
I hate being perceived.
I do too. And that's actually our job.
Yeah, isn't that kind of crazy?
I hate it. My head's huge.
One thing. Brooke's been spiraling about her head size.
How the fuck can anyone tell how big my head is? You can't even see it. I could be 6'3" and you guys wouldn't know about it. You can't
maybe
tell
your legs
how...
would be a little closer to me, but yeah. If you were 6'3".
But you know, like.
I'm imagining you 6'3".
It's like that's such a funny thing to say that, like, how your head is big. How do you know?
We were just talking off camera and Aaron was like, Reddit said that I look hot. Brooke was like, I know, I saw.
So you relapsed.
No. Okay. Let it be known. I talk about how I'm off Reddit all the time. Okay. And for some reason, that has been an invitation for people to like, they'll DM me and be like, keep your head up. Like, don't just ignore what they're saying. And I'm like, what are they saying? Like, that puts it in my head that, like, something crazy is happening on there. So yesterday I folded, okay? And I went on there.
I can't stop fucking wheezing,
and dude, there was, like, this whole elaborate thing about how, like, they can't believe what I've done to my jaw and my chin. And it is just so out of order. And my face is just getting so ugly. And I've taken it too far. But the joke is, I was just telling Aaron before you got here, the closer I get to my natural face, the worse people think I look. And, like, that's same, the actual trend. And so people, like, it's been a long time since I've done anything. I've done Botox, but I haven't been getting filler like I usually do. I haven't gotten cheek filler in forever. I haven't gotten any filler in a long time, except for, I mean, under eyes. You can't tell that someone just does under eyes.
Need it.
And all of a sudden people are like, oh, her face is looking horrible. And I'm like, yeah, because that's what I actually looked like.
My entire For You page yesterday was like seven of your TikToks. I was like, oh, Brooke's having one of those moments, because she's just out here defending her chin, defending her head size, everything. And I just was imagining,
dude,
you
I've
and
been
me
chinned up since birth, and I'm dead serious.
You changed your TikTok bio.
Yeah, because I realize every single, like, the front cam doesn't do anyone any favors either, because it's like the perspective of it. It's like, makes like the front of your face like so much longer out. Yeah. So yeah, my head looks fucking massive. But sorry, I didn't know it was a fucking beauty competition on TikTok. I'm trying to be funny.
Talk your shit.
So I was just I was so mad, but I'm like, you guys, the joke is you don't like what I actually look like, not the filler. You guys don't like what I look like now that I'm not getting it. When I was filled to the gods, everyone was like, you look great.
I don't know what to say to this.
No, sorry.
Either
but
fill
anyway,
it.
Oh, now I'm mad because now, like, the more I say, if people know I saw Reddit, they'll.
Yeah, maybe.
I hate them.
It's fair.
But I love the canceled viewers, the real ones.
Yeah, I was gonna say one thing that I noticed though with all the streamies, she's drunk, whatever. All of my like diehard fans are commenting like, you can tell she's literally not drunk. Like people knew that was like my nervous energy. So that made me feel better.
Yeah, the people who know, you know, and the people who don't want to know so bad.
All my topics are weirdly wholesome. Like, I have a lot of wholesome topics that I want to get into today. I think one thing about like sobriety that will change the narrative of this podcast a lot is I'm going to start needing to talk about more thought-provoking things. Because like when I'm drunk, I do all this crazy shit and I have so many things to talk about for cancel. But when I'm sober, I become so hyper aware of everything. I start hooking up with people less. I've been actually celibate. I've been actually celibate since I've been back.
You know,
from,
you can just say like there's a difference between being, it's just like your 75 heart thing.
I completely get what you're saying. I have not had sex in a normal person amount of time.
Yeah,
I am
like,
not,
you don't have
celibate
to give it celibacy label.
Yeah.
Just whoa, like you don't have to call your sobriety 75 heart.
Whoa.
But I love it.
No, you opened my eyes there. You're so right. Okay. Yeah. I start to think about things more. You know what I mean? I've been dating. I've been going on a lot of dates as of late, and I've been so innocent and virginal. Yay. On all of them. That's I've been great. On three dates with one guy, and we haven't done anything.
Oh, that's great.
We have a fourth date tonight.
He's from Hinge.
Like, yes, but we have a really weird.
No shade to Hinge.
No shade to Hinge, but normally when I talk to someone through Hinge, I will spend the next 3 weeks vetting them out like a true crime fucking podcaster. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask them where they grew up, who their friends are, where they live at. Like, I need to know everything about them because I've had some weird, like, murderous Hinge
experiences.
But this guy is actually one of my very best friends' high school crushes.
Hilarious.
Which is so random. And it, like, not in this state, like they lived in a completely different state. He just ended up moving to LA. So my friend was able to vouch like he's not a murderer. So it kind of expedited that process and made me a little more comfortable with him, which is kind of a slay.
Wait, I'm excited about it.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I had a Hinge thing that you told me I had to talk about on the podcast. It relates to your like little synchronicity thing, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe it doesn't, but very like crazy coincidence.
Okay.
A few months back, I was like spiraling.
I love this story.
And I went on a random like drive all around LA all day long. And okay. Then I had a blanket in my trunk. So I was like, I'm going to go to the park. I went to the park by myself. Okay. Like, by Lake Hollywood.
I love Lake Hollywood.
The like Lake Hollywood Park, you know, where you can see the Hollywood sign. It's yeah. Like the most beautiful park, whatever. I like laid my little blanket out and I was sitting at the park by myself. And
this
I was like,
this is a sweet story.
Yeah. And there was a man there, sexy, sexy man there, okay, with his dog.
And there's something about a park that gets me going.
Yeah, he was alone.
You're at a park.
He was alone. He's at this park with his dog. He's like playing fetch. I'm like, I'm like looking at the dog, trying to get the dog to come to me so that its owner comes to me. And I was like, how do I talk to this guy? But then in my head, I'm like, this is how normal people meet in the wild. Like they go to a park by themselves and they see a hot guy. Shit. And then they're like, oh, your dog is so cute. And that's how you meet. Like that's how every movie, love story starts.
That's actually so
true. I was like, this is perfect. And I was like texting in the group chat, like, what do I say? Like, I don't know how to do it. And I just got scared and I never said anything. And I regretted it so bad because I was like, I will never see that man again.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I get a like on Hinge yesterday from that guy. And I know because his first photo is him at that same park with the same fucking dog.
And that's like such a sign. Like people can choose so many photos. Like he chose that one. You happen to come across it. Girl, you're about to get that go fetch dick.
I know, but I can't text him and be like, funny story.
Yes,
but
you can.
I want to.
Yeah, you have to.
I feel like that's creepy. I actually saw you one time when I was at the park by myself. He was also at the park by himself.
You could just word it way less like Casey Anthony. Like, you could just word it way less murderous.
But,
you know
like,
what I mean?
What a cool story. Like, imagine us telling our kids that.
I fully agree.
Another thing, this is such a stupid thing. This is one of those icks that's like, that is not a real ick and you're so stupid.
Okay.
But he has a name that I don't want to say every day.
God, that's so hard. You really hate that. I remember when I first started dating Kevin, you met Kevin for the first time and you were like,
and
I
Kevin
hate
wasn't
your name.
Really that bad. But what if you met a guy and his name was like Carlton?
And that would make me think of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah,
dance.
And you had two choices, Carlton or Carl.
But I feel like that's where I just get spunky with the nicknames, like call him C.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's something I could definitely overlook, but it was like, wow, didn't expect that.
Can you tell me his name? And we bleep it.
I don't even remember it. It's like something weird. And I looked him up. I was like, no one else is going to have that name. So I looked him up on Instagram and I couldn't find him anywhere. Anatoly.
Or is it a Natalie?
I hope it's not a Natalie.
Well, like, think about the word anatomy, the phonics of the word anatomy, like, replace that L.
I know, but I can't. I already have a Natalie, you know what I mean?
I think we have to leave that.
I know. Like, you thought it wasn't going to be bad, Han, until I told you.
Yes. What was Isabella? Isabella was talking to a guy.
Oh, my God. His name was Equanimous. And she thought his name was Equanimous. And she's hung out with him several times. I go, did you call him Equanimous?
Do you know how that story came about, Isabella telling that story? It's because I was having a conversation with her. And I was talking to this guy. I shit you not. I was talking to this guy. This was years and years and years ago. But I was talking to this guy for like 3 months. And we were like FaceTiming every single day and whatever. And it was very much like I wasn't really telling my friends about it or whatever, you know? Uh-huh. Like I was just kind of, it'd be like, oh, I'd go to bed and we'd like FaceTime and whatever. Super hot. And I thought his name was Malachi. And I would call him Malachi to his face every.
He probably thought you were getting spunky with the nickname.
You know me. Like, I'm such a, like, I say people's names when I talk to them. Like, I'm going to be like, hi, Aaron. Like, so I'd be like, hi, Malachi, you know? And one day Amari was like, who's this guy you keep FaceTiming? And I was like, his name's Malachi. He's from here, there, whatever. And Amari goes, Malachi. Tana, his name is Malachi. This man's name was Malachi. Malachi. But here's the thing. Oh, I want to say his Instagram. His Instagram had like a little pun on his name and it made it seem like it was Chi.
oh, like, did it rhyme? Like, did he have it with something that rhymed with
Nachi? Yes, and like, yeah. I'm done. That just shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, that's all. Pretty bad, honestly. What if, like,
Malachi.
But I don't know if somebody called me, like, Brooke or something for, like,
Brooke is crazy.
there's no other way to fuck up Brooke.
I'm calling you Brooke. For the rest of my life, I promise you.
Brooke.
You can call me Tana. Everyone calls me that, though. Christine, I know, from, you know, Selling Sunset always calls me Tana, and we've met like 100 times, and she's like, I love Tana.
Somebody, like, who's really close to us calls you Tana, and I'm like, wait. What?
I can't remember who it is.
I think it's like Greg Goodfried or something. Like somebody who like is way too close to call you that.
That's crazy. So yeah, I've been dating. I've been being wholesome. Yeah,
that's really fun. I hope this works out. Do you think, what does he do? What is,
well, the Streamies also took me on a date. Like, I'm not the Streamies, but like an interaction happened at the Streamies.
From the Streamies. We were trying to do a little double date action after the Streamies. Can we talk about that?
I know. We have to, I think.
I think we're entering our little, can we say, gamer phase?
Sure, but then let's cut to the absolute next topic. We discussed on the last episode the winery drama and how that ended up being a way bigger scandal than I thought it would. And I just wore a brown wig all week, and I don't know if you saw this, but on TikTok, everyone thinks that I have a major, massive, highly paid, super intelligent PR team, and that I had debuted brown hair to like get out of a scandal.
What an interesting
take.
Like, I guess like Kendall Jenner would do that.
No, it is such a like Kardashian thing to do. And now, like, if you see me like with red hair tomorrow, like, just know I'm in a scandal.
Like, they just know, like, something's about to come out.
I'm just, it blows my mind for people to think that I'm, like, that calculated. Like, I am just swinging and hopefully hitting.
It's so crazy that people think, like, I think that a really common misconception, like, people who aren't in this space think that everybody, like, has PR. Like, even, like, really huge people don't have PR unless they're, like, Noah Beck.
But now with this whole new TikTok generation, like, the, I guess, yeah, that are all signing, like, to, like, UTA and CAA.
Yeah, but
and
that's,
whatever.
Like, that's what I mean when I say Noah Beck.
Yeah, but, like, Octopus Lover, Leo Skeppy.
Huge, huge creators. And yeah, Leo doesn't have PR. And I don't think Jake does either. I don't think he needs it. He has Sophia Richie.
That's actually so fair. I really was just like assuming.
But they are all signed to huge agencies, which is so crazy because I grew up thinking like UTA, CAA, WME were like Miley Cyrus is with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy to me that they like take influencers. It makes perfect sense, but yeah, it's crazy.
We'll never have that probably. But to be fair, every time I've ever been signed to an agency or had PR, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, people always ask me, do you have a PR team? Or people are always talking about online, like, Tana Mojo's PR team.
Yeah, there's only so much they can do.
Exactly. You pay a PR team out of pocket. So any celebrity or influencer who has a PR team is paying.
Yeah, wait, that's kind of an interesting topic to talk about because I don't think people really understand
that. Like, they're paying, like, the minimum is usually, like, $7,000 to $10,000 a month for them to be placed in articles, you know, taken to events, walking carpets, getting free dinners, getting free hotel stays. And PR teams, obviously what they're most known for is kind of damage and scandal control on top of good press. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the number one thing with the PR team, A, you're paying them. So if you're paying them, you should listen to them. You kind of have to listen to them or else you're paying
for
nothing.
You're wasting your money. Yeah.
And I've never marched
the beat of your own drum.
This Bryce Hall thing that like everyone's been talking about, I'm hoping it'll be dead by the time this episode comes out. But I'm saying like a PR team would be like, don't acknowledge it at all. And like, that's so not on brand for me. Like a PR team is always going to tell you to like.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like a little corner where there's like a little scandalous PR company that like helps you like navigate like and be a little messy.
That's actually an insane.
If not, you should start one.
I was just going to say that's like a $1 million idea right there. Maybe I do that. And just. And then just everything on top of that, like, I feel like if I want to go to an event, I'll figure it out if I want. Like, I can just kind of figure it out. So I've never really, like, needed a PR team to do anything like that. And, like, I'm usually making articles, but just not for
good
reasons.
It is kind of more for people, like, unless it's, like, really just, like, money you don't care to spend. It really is for people who, like, feel like they really need it. Like, because you can get, like, magazine placements and stuff. I didn't realize that. Like, I used to be like, how the fuck is she on the cover of Maxim? And it's like, oh, she pays someone $5,000 a month.
To, like, do that.
To do just that.
Well, Or more.
But like if you're smaller, I feel like how much you spend depends on how big you are. Like the smaller people pay less because they can do less for you.
A lot of people also pay to kind of keep themselves relevant. Like people who live a more normal life and aren't doing a lot of crazy shit. Like if you ever see an article that's like blank, flaunts her tummy on her Instagram story while she drinks a green juice.
Do you remember like that?
A lot of those type of articles that are just kind of about nothing, like, are ones that people pay for. I'm not saying planted. Every person, but you know what I mean.
Do you remember that girl who was on Snapchat, Demi or whatever, who was like literally every Daily Mail article forever?
But she,
like,
how much was she paying? I heard a rumor that, and I don't know if this is true. I don't know her.
Sleeping with Mr. Daily Mail?
I think it was something like that. I heard this rumor. I don't know her last name. I don't even know what she looks like.
That is not.
But you would just always see evidence. That. Like, a lot of them are PR moments, and I've like dated people as well where I felt like they had a PR team, and I would notice more articles about like happy shit involving me dating them that like would never happen if it wasn't for, like, you know, uh-huh. You just like see certain things, I guess. I don't know. We should start delving into like industry secrets more.
I love that shit because there's so much that I understand now that I never knew about and I think is interesting, but we forget because we see it all the time now. But like, to I feel like people who listen, that would be interesting.
Sound off in the comments below or tweet us about shit that you want us to just straight up expose about the whole Hollywood world and shit like that. People actually have been giving. Because when I'm sober, I'm more wholesome. I sincerely need more things to talk about because I'm not ruining my life as actively. Mm-hmm. And like someone the other day was like, you guys should do an episode like Nelk style where you guys like go style each other completely and then do the podcast. I just want to start doing shit that's fun and funny.
I love doesn't involve
a double-ended dildo in my ass in Paris, you know?
That was one time.
I was hesitant to talk about that. And like, boy, was I right. Like, I've been on like 4 podcasts since then. Like, that's the thing is it doesn't die on canceled. It's like then you go on Whitney Cummings and she wants to know about the double-ended dildo in your ass. And it's like, oh, maybe I should just...
I just ran into Whitney the other day. I'm not kidding. Another synchronicity moment. I'm standing on the side of the road. Okay. I'm on the phone with Brooke Baldwin. I'm explaining to her, like, I haven't talked to her in like 2 months. So I was like, just telling her like all this stuff. Mm. And I said something about Whitney and I'm like, this girl across the street is staring at me. And all of a sudden this car like whips off to the side, rolls the window down, and it was Whitney. And I was like, there's no fucking
Where
way.
Were you?
On the side of the road, outside Saddle Ranch, because like I had a friend in town. I had a friend in town who had never been. So me and Lila were like, we'll take him. And he had happened to go to the wrong one. So I happened to be standing outside alone and I happened to call Brooke. I showed, I was like, it's Whitney. And she was like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, that's so weird. I can't even imagine Whitney Cummings just driving around either. She's like,
it's been next door to the Comedy Store. So it's not like that out there.
Oh, yeah. She's probably doing a show.
But I was still
like,
what?
That is crazy. Yeah. All the weird synchronicities have been like driving me up a wall. But I'm just embracing them now. And I'll do an update on the episode. Do you know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
So last night, I got so, so, so wildly high with Ari. And it was just me and Ari. We were chilling on the couch. We were trying to watch Adam Sandler's new movie. And we randomly get into the deepest conversation, which if you know Ari, that is like
one in every 3 years.
Yeah, it's so rare. And not that we don't have amazing conversations and he's down to get deep. It's just usually we're just giggling and like whatever. But we get into this deep ass conversation. And something that I feel like I've been feeling since I was like 25 and I have not been doing, I've been going against the way I feel, if that makes sense, is that I do want to be more elusive. Like, I feel like too many people know my business. And even, again, I hate to bring it up again, but the Bryce situation really did make me reevaluate, like, who is my real friend? Who am I giving this energy of friendship to and my secrets to and caring about that, like, cares about me like that back and like would have my back, you know what I mean? I love our friend group so much, but there's 12 of us and a lot of us are still not in that mindset and are in the partying and the drama and the LA scene and whatever. And like, I feel like this is something that a lot of people in their 20s could relate to, because I feel like having a group chat with all your friends is such a thing to do in your 20s. Mm-hmm. But like, is the group chat toxic for our mindset?
For sure.
Like the way that like everyone fights in it, or like if one person does,
and everyone gangs up on each other.
Like if one person does something wrong, like Lila, for example.
Because it's always Lila.
Like if Lila does something wrong and then everyone is like, I feel like the group chat, it works because it's like, no, one person's not going to get through to her head. She needs all of her friends to tell her, like.
Well, we need the mob mentality. That's why, like, sorry to cut you off, but like if I feel like she's wrong or something, or if I like I'll say it in there because I know that someone will come to bat for, like, come back me up on it. You know what I mean?
Like, the other day, Amari stole a bag of chips.
He did. And he posted it on his story and said, I stole a bag of chips.
And he's, like, so drunk, and I just found it so embarrassing. Love you, Amari. I do things drunk and embarrassing all the time. Like, I don't mean it like that.
Stealing is, like, wrong.
And here's the thing. I say this to the masses. Steal from a major corporation. If it was a 7-Eleven, do your fucking thing. Steal the chips if you really want to. But also, you have the money, and I do also find that kind of embarrassing. So, Amari, don't steal the chips. But posting about it,
yeah,
is just so embarrassing. And it's like, I immediately sent it to the group chat and was like, because I asked him to delete it. Like, I was like, Amari, delete this. And he's like, no, I'm not going to delete that. I think it's funny. And like, whatever. Like, he's like drunk. And I'm like, I'm sending this to the group chat so everyone hazes him into deleting it for the greater good of him and his brand and so on and so forth. But like, that's toxic. To like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, to make everybody gang up on him and like.
It's like, if he can't grow up, then I can't haze him group chatically into growing up.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And everyone kind of learns on their own time. I have an issue a little bit with, like, not so much with like Amari, but like Ari, for example. I have an issue with like feeling like not that I know everything, but like we're older than him, and I'm a lot older than him,
and so, just life.
So like in certain situations, I'm like, I know everything and you know nothing, and it's not correct. But like, I get so like fired up, and it is probably really not good for my mental.
Yeah, I think that I'm just like, I might be retiring my group chat and like falling off a little, my group chat activity.
You can't fall off. You only get it half the day because you wake up at fucking 6.
I've turned over a new page. The old Tana is dead. So fucking for real.
You have been good.
I think I'm going to keep being good. Like, I feel, I know I'm not as wild, and I know I'm not as a lot of things that I do love about myself, but I think that the last 75 days that I took of sobriety, like, I was still ready to go back and have fun, but I think that I'm reforming this time.
No, you're just getting older. I don't even know when it happened, but like, I don't go out anymore. I don't go to the club. I don't go like to parties.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember when that stopped happening. I just stopped.
I think even that, like, I go out and I see so many of the same people that are in their 30s and still going out every night to like chase this shit in LA. And it's such an easy thing to like get caught up in.
You know what's crazy to me is like, so I'm 26. Okay. And I had that phase, obviously, when I was like first got here, like 22, 23 or 21, 22, 23, where I was going to the club all the time, and I was with these like the same guys all the time, and they were like in their 30s, and I'm thinking about it now and I'm like, what fucking losers, like, and they're still there. And it's like, if you're at the club every day and you're like, honestly, if I were at the club every day, I'd be like, loser.
People say this all the time. It's not some profound shit, and I've heard it a million times. But like a month and a half ago, I saw this TikTok, and this girl was like screaming into the phone. And you know, that's how stuff really gets through to me. It's probably my childhood. Just, there's something about a motherfucker screaming where I listen up.
Oh my God,
you know?
Speaking of, I'm like, I mended my relationship with Ken Urich.
I need to hear about that. I don't know. Oh, because she screams.
Screams.
Someone was just essentially saying, like, you're not going to meet the type of guy you want in the club. You're not going to meet, like, I think I'm just done surrounding myself in environments that, like, aren't aligning with my growth era.
Yeah, we're, you know, like, getting so sad that, like, our heart's broken by, like, a guy who posts music to SoundCloud, you know?
See, that's
hard. Like, it's like,
that's like a,
like, you're getting mad at him for just being who he is.
That's fair.
And that's that the same thing with a guy you're finding at the club. And then you find out like he's a shitty guy. And it's like, yeah, you found him at the club.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's just, and just club friends, like gossiping. I really want to like.
I don't think you have a lot of club friends or like party friends.
But just like, you know what I mean? I'll go out to a party and I'll see a million people that I'm mutuals with, that I'm friends with.
So many mutuals.
And they're like, oh my God, what happened with Bryce? What's the draw? I can't stop. But it's like, this just happened to me today. I saw someone that I like go out with. Or like, I'll see someone at the club and it's like, oh my God, who are you dating? And like, I'm telling them. And it's like, I think I'm entering my like secretive green juice era.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay.
Do you know what everyone needs to try?
Huh?
Celery juice.
Everyone has tried that.
I haven't.
Erin,
you
haven't?
No. Of course you haven't. They don't have that in.
I just started drinking it every morning. And Ashley would always tell me, like, drink celery juice. Like, it cleans you out. It helps with bloating, whatever. I drank a celery juice the other day, and my stomach was like speaking Hebrew. Like, I was bubbling. Oh, I was bubbling the house down. Boots, Houston, I'm deceased. I shit out everything in my literal colon, like DIY okay, at home.
DIY colonoscopy.
Like, we have colonoscopy at home. I love celery juice.
I don't
this
know.
This is the most wholesome podcast I've ever done.
It is really good. No, it tastes like shit, but it gets the job done.
The effects, like, I'm addicted to it.
It's
like,
very LA. You want to know what happened to me? What? I actually already made a TikTok about it, but I was at Spring Place the other day and I told Ari, I was like, will you please help me, or will you stop to get gas with me? And I'm not kidding, this middle-aged woman turned around and she goes, you have to put gas in your car? She was dead fucking serious. I was like, yes, I do have to put gas in my car. And so does 99% of America.
I hate that part.
And she
goes,
you know what she said too? She goes, do you care about the environment?
Bible.
Bitch, are you going to buy me a Tesla? Fuck you.
That is in. Did you respond nicely?
It was so crazy because I had just had this whole beautiful day with her. Okay. She was like sitting with us. We were all like vibing. She's like a very like notable woman. She's done a lot of like notable things, but I'm like,
she's like famous.
Hold on. Not famous, but she's like,
can you just say her name and we'll bleep it?
No, I don't know her name. She launched.
Oh, okay.
But I was like,
that is such a crazy.
How many, like, there's so many Teslas in LA, but like Teslas are expensive. And obviously there's electric cars that aren't Teslas, but just so strange. Like, and you don't have a Tesla.
There's stuck up people everywhere. Don't get me wrong. But that is such an insane niche category of LA, is like the stuck upness. Like, I like nice things. You know what I mean? But there will never not be the person in me who grew up the way I did. So I'm just trying to think of examples. Like, the dumbest shit. Just so LA. Like,
but what category of people is that? Because we have like
LA assholes.
Like the us, but it's like we grew up like less fortunate and now we are like more fortunate, and it's like, so we have that gauge. But then also I have a lot of friends who grew up like rich as fuck who would never say shit like that.
I think it's an insecurity thing. I think that,
yeah,
like,
do you think it's like people that feel woman, like they have something to prove?
That woman learned that because someone else did that to her and she felt like shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like tomorrow I'm gonna say that to some people. Someone
like, I'm trying, the earrings, your earrings, just like, those earrings are a Bottega dupe, right? And I have them. I get them on Amazon. But every time I wear them, someone will ask me, like, are those Bottega? And I'll be like, no, they're Amazon. And people will be like,
Tana, that's so funny you say that. In this same instance. Okay. First of all, I don't know if you were there the other day, but there's a girl who's always in that, like, crowd.
Is she the one that is so fucking insufferably annoying and never shuts the fuck up and has never been hit in her face in her entire life?
I wouldn't say that. But if I were going to say that, I would say it about her.
Never met someone who annoys me so viscerally.
She's going on like a rant the other day, and like she was like, or like she was like explaining this like concept like that she had, and she was like, say for example you wanted like a Bottega dupe, and like pointed at my bag, and I have like this like woven bag that is not a Bottega dupe, by the way. They don't have it on Bottega. It's just it happens to be woven, which is like a quality of a Bottega
and
bag.
It's from Anthropologie.
It's still like $250. It's not like a cheap like DHgate bag. And even if it were, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But like to say that in front of everybody, I was like, okay.
And this has been your trigger.
Yes, it is, because I'm like, I don't buy dupes, but even if I did, like, it's just so weird. Then the same, these earrings, they're from Anthropologie also. Anthropologie is a nice, I grew up thinking that was like the nicest store. I could never afford it.
Yeah, absolutely. Same.
Still, I had them in, and she, same thing. She goes, where are those from again? And I told her, well, these ones are Amazon or something. I said, Amazon. And she goes, Amazon? And I said to her, I go, you need to get your shit together. Like, you cannot fucking say that to people. Like,
it's so.
And she was like, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. But like, who the fuck cares if your earrings are from Amazon? Like, what a stupid
thing. And in my
thing.
Opinion, like, if someone said that to me, I'm like, oh my God, send me the link. That's such a win. I'm not saying you can't have nice things, but it's like.
Like, oh, you liked them until you knew they were from Amazon. So what does that say about you?
Yeah, you're a shit person for
sure. Or what, you like tacky, shitty fucking dupe earrings that says you, that says you don't even know wealth.
It is such a crazy, crazy part of LA, though. Like, that category of people. Like, you could get like whole milk in your coffee, and like that same person is gonna be like, I can't believe you drink that. Meanwhile, they're on Ozempic. Speaking of a maybe stuck up or a category of women that I don't necessarily love, right? I was gonna make a whole TikTok about this yesterday too. Like, I was really thinking about this yesterday. I go to Equinox here in LA, which is a gym, but it's like $350 a month. It's, and I want to just talk about that for 2 seconds really quickly.
That's so insane.
The only reason I personally go to Equinox is because whenever I go to like a cheaper gym that's like around Hollywood, like an LA Fitness or a 24 Hour or whatever, I meet a lot of people. And as much as I love to meet the people who support me, it's very hard to get a workout in. And it's just awkward and embarrassing because I'll be like dying, sweating, doing something so awkward. And then they like stop me, and then I'm so embarrassed, and then I take a photo, I look disgusting, I'm like red-faced, big t-shirt, like sweating and like whatever. And just a lot of LA gyms like that have a lot of homeless people, whole nine. Like, I do it so that it's like I can kind of avoid a little bit of that and just get my workout in.
Yeah, and you're like, Shawn Mendes is next to me.
But the reason why everyone else pays for Equinox is for that reason. Like, celebrities go, and it's like people pay to just be like, yeah, I go to Equinox. Like, it's one of those. You know what I mean? And maybe other people feel the same way as me. Maybe that's how like Shawn Mendes fucking, I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's not exponentially nicer. Like, the Equinox makes all these TikToks of like, come look at our beautiful space. They'll always come up on my For You. It is just a regular gym, in my opinion.
I personally think it's amazing.
It's pretty.
I'm just kidding. I have an Equinox brand deal. Like, I love it.
I've never been. There are certain nice amenities. Like, all the products in the bathroom are Kiehl's. Like, some Equinox have like Dyson.
Yeah, you're supposed to rob them for their brand, their products. Yeah. And shower there.
I do use all their products when I go in. Like, it is. There are certain nice amenities, but nowhere near that I feel like it's worth $300 a month. You know what I mean? But Here's the thing. Because it's so niche LA, you're so cool if you go there, so on and so forth. So many of the women that go there show up like full glam, and they show that like it is one of those like stuck up games again where it's like, where's your workout set from? Like, mine's Aritzia, mine's this, mine's that, you know? And Ty was talking to me the other day. He was like, you have all these nice ass workout sets, but every single time I see you in Equinox, you are in like a big baggy t-shirt that has like a fast food chain on it and like beat up Nike shoes, and like your hair is falling out of your head. You know what I mean? And that's just because I've always been the type of person that like, I'm like, it's the gym, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, and I get, oh, I can meet a cute boy or oh, whatever. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm just there to do what I got to do and leave, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's something about the bitches who give me like dirty looks for that like piss me off.
You want to be like, what the fuck are you trying to prove? I don't know why I'm so fighty right now.
So am I, kind of. I don't know. When I'm sober, I'm more like aware of things and less patient. So I'm way fightier as well. But I think that the ones that are stuck up like that have kind of made me have a disdain for all women who
are at the gym.
At the gym with their glam, and at the gym with their, and there's probably so many nice ones, you know, but it's made me just like, fuck you and your cream blush right now, you know? Uh-huh. And I was going to make a TikTok about this yesterday. And just be like, what is the point? And I know some people are like, I feel cuter, so I work out harder. That's fine. If you're doing it with like a nice thing, you know, whatever, it's fine. But I go to the gym, and there's so many Equinox locations, and there's a specific one that like everyone I know goes to. Like, Jeff goes to it. Like, so I always see people I know. I always see hot people I know. I always see people I've hooked up with, whatever. And Ty loves this location because this one is kind of for the hot gays as well, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm always trying to go to a different one. But yesterday, Ty was like, can we go to this one, please, whatever. And I'm like, oh, I hate that one, but I'll go. Like, I just hope I don't see anyone I know. I'm looking beat. I walk in the gym. I walk up the stairs. I'm wearing absolutely, like, no makeup. I look disgusting. Within 2 minutes of walking into this gym, I see a guy I've fucked.
Oops.
Fucked too. Not even just like, oh, we went on a date, or like, oh, we're kind of friends, or we fucked. You know what I mean?
Then he doesn't have, he can't say anything about you because
He texted me a few days prior, weirdly. And so I ended up texting him and being like, I just saw you at Equinox, like, responded to what he said. And he was like, oh my God, I thought I saw you, but I didn't recognize you. He didn't recognize me.
Maybe he didn't have his contacts.
He did. Thank you. You are such a good friend. I love Cotton Candy Land. I love Delulu Land. He didn't fucking recognize
me. Why would he say that?
To be fair, I look like somebody's auntie. Like, I looked really scary for sure. But maybe I should start going to the gym with, you know, brush your hair.
Bold.
Wear a workout set. Well, throw some blush on.
I am in support of like the outfit only because it's like look good, feel good, do good. Like I used to dress up for like exams in college because it like makes you do better. And I still failed every single one. But like that's how I feel. But I don't know. I don't think you're unrecognizable without makeup on.
But you should have seen me yesterday. I'm talking like beat face red, like Stairmaster for like 45. Like yeah,
but there's something about like sweaty makeup that's so much uglier than having a actual bare face. Yeah,
but I will say like I looked at myself in the mirror. Like I was not giving me.
Well, wait till you have a six pack and then it won't matter.
100%.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
But I all that shitting on the gym makeup girlies, and I think I might have to take a page from their book, was my point.
It's giving very Scottsdale mom, like, to just be like, oh, I had this math teacher in high school, her name was Mrs. Engelman, and they would call her Engel Tits because she just had like the best boobs. And
that's
she
crazy
would, she would like just be writing on the board in her cute little workout set every day, and she would go to the gym before and after school every day, and I wanted to be her so bad. It made me sick. So like I feel like I would dress up for the gym just to be just like her.
Wow, we could give you like a little nickname like that.
Brookle Tits. They called her Engle Tits. Also, she wasn't engaged, but she made her boyfriend wait every single year they were together. He had to add a carrot to her ring. So she, like, when they did get engaged, she had, like, literally, like, also her boyfriend owned the gym. So that, like, helped.
Why did she?
And, like, all of them in the country.
Is it fucked to say? Is it fucked to say, like?
No, she was, like, literally out of the goodness of her heart because she did not. Oh, my God. She, like.
So she was just all around, like, perfect.
She was amazing. Shout out, I wonder how she's doing. Miss Engelman? Did you get married?
Mrs. Engelman.
How are you doing now?
Brooke.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
What did I do?
I don't feel like I've ever said this on the podcast. And the other night at the Streamies, I had like an out of body and I was like, I really just love doing everything with her and life with her.
That is so nice. Don't tell me that because I will cry.
But it's just like, you are so good at this and you're so funny and like touring with you. Like, I'm serious. There's no catch here.
I'll cry.
I just really love you and I really appreciate you. And I think you deserve all of the credit you receive. And I hope you really know that.
That is so nice. And I really appreciate you as well.
You're also a really,
I literally will sob. Like, I can't get a compliment like that without sobbing.
You're a really good friend. You always have my back. And like, this dynamic is beautiful and I never want to change it. And I hope we're podcasting until we're 80. And as we're adding more tour dates, now I want to cry.
Oh,
I just really appreciate you. Stop crying. Cause it's making me, if you weren't crying, I wouldn't want to cry.
I agree, and I really like this little area you're in, or like the, because I feel like you're really caring about the
caring, just yeah. Caring, 100%.
In life, I love you, thank you for saying that. Do you, actually, I can't remember if I've talked about this on Canceled or not, but I'm obsessed with these two podcasters. They're like middle-aged ladies, and their podcast is called.
No one ever calls me that.
Oh, but no, they like talk about it. Like, yeah. And it's called I've Had It. And they're like, they're just like, they're like us, but like in like 15 years. And like, wait, are we middle-aged in 15 years? I don't even know.
Definitely we're middle-aged now.
They'll be like, I fucking had it with like my fucking neighbor, Karen. Like, they're just like so funny. And I feel like that will be us.
I think you've sent me them and been like, this is us. And I really do
they're
agree.
They're so funny. And like, it should be like, tell them what you did. Tell them what you did. And she'll be like, I was constipated, so I used a spoon to take the shit out of my asshole.
Like, and that's, to be real with you, that's where I'm trying to get canceled at. Like, I'm new to my sobriety wholesome era, so it's going to take me a couple weeks to, you know, have things happen and tell stories like that. But I'm excited for more of canceled to revolve around things other than sex, drugs, drama.
Yeah, and we always say,
and life
like,
ruining.
Why do we have to, like, we have to ruin our lives to make a good episode? And, like, I don't think that's true. I don't think anyone in the audience is like, I hope her week was shitty so that we can get a good story. Like, I think 100%. That they just... I think they would like it just as much if we were talking about normal things.
And I think that it's really cool. Like, shout out OG Call Her Daddy. Like, they would just talk about, like, dating topics and, like,
yeah, but
answer,
but,
you know?
Yeah, actually, that's the opposite of what you were going to say.
Like, I would just love to, like, expand.
Yeah.
Grow.
I think so, too. I think we can start dipping our toes in some, like, serious topics pretty soon here.
I'm excited.
I'm an intellectual. I went to college. I might know some things.
Right. Like, and I also feel like guys are like, oh, my God, I'm going to end up on the podcast. Or they see our podcast and it's like, I was swinging from four.
No, what do you mean? I'm getting ghosted right now because a man was scared of the podcast.
And I feel like I would love, because guys always tell me, they're like, oh, I watched an episode of your podcast. Or just people I have a crush on or random shit. And imagine they turned on the episode and we were fucking getting deep. Maybe it could benefit us. Maybe we could flip the script.
That's why we have to have Jay Shetty on.
You love Jay Shetty. We do have to have him on.
Can't stop talking about him. He is like literally my idol.
And would you fuck him? Sorry.
He's married. He's married. Oh my God, he's married. He's married, but it's so crazy because him and his wife look so similar. Like, you know how he has like the piercing eyes? Like,
yeah.
She has them too. They literally look exactly the same.
I love couples like that.
Beautiful couple.
I love a siblings or dating ass couple.
But he is so hot.
I love a couple where it's like, I look like I could potentially be related to him. That's weird. Moving on. I'm going to be a country music star.
I think you could do that. Texas Tanny.
We talked about it on the Trisha episode for 2.2 seconds, but I'm serious, Brooke. The past week, I haven't even told you this. I haven't really told anyone because it's like,
oh, you've been practicing?
No, haven't been practicing. But I've gotten in contact with some of the best like country producers and writers.
Hilarious.
In the industry.
Wait,
in LA.
Can I tell you what I did this week?
What'd you do?
I signed up for guitar lessons.
Why is that actually really funny? And imagine if, would you play my guitar?
Yes.
I'm so excited. Oh, I'm serious.
Remind me, keep going, but I have a story to talk.
There's a lapse in the country music market for lyrics.
Gap.
Yep. Gap.
I guess lapse works too.
For lyrics that talk about things like Sweetie talks about, Sexy Red talks about.
Yeah, there definitely is a gap in that market, probably for good reason.
But okay.
Actually, no, there's a country. Have you heard that country song that's going viral? It's a man.
It's like, I'm a cunt.
No.
Richmond, North of Richmond.
No, what's Richmond. The one that's like, he's like, fuck him in the butt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Okay, but here's the thing though. I'm just saying there's no girl country music star singing.
There has to be some Tanas in Arkansas, you know what I mean? Like, there have to be some like feral, like,
when we went to Zach Bryan the other night, I looked around at the crowd and I swear to God, I was like, this is an untapped market for me.
You and oh, you know, this is all about expanding, so I feel like you should tap that market.
I'm going to try to make a country music song. I'm serious. And
can I do like the Brianna Chicken Fry laugh in the background?
Absolutely. You could even like shake a little tambourine. I'm learning to play the harmonica as we speak. Bible. I ordered a harmonica. It's on my Amazon storefront if anyone wants it.
I did see it on your bedside table the other day. I was like, what's this about?
No, I'm dead fucking ass. I've been like learning to play little songs on my harmonica. Like, when you're sober, you just get bored as fuck, for real. Let me tell you that much. I'm always like, why don't I make any money on my Amazon storefront? Like, nothing to write
because
home about.
Because nobody needs a harmonica.
Like, put some bikinis on there. Take a note from Alex Earl, bitch.
I know.
Like, fuck.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait. I was going to tell you. There's this Stevie Nicks song that she wrote, and it's like a hate song to her ex, but her ex was the lead guitar player, so he had to literally tour with her, and she was performing that song every night, like literally like about how much he sucked.
That's the type of
and
guy,
he had to play it
every single time. That's the type of guy I would fold and get back with, because it's like, you are so awesome that you're able to do this. Like, oh, Yeah, I'd be singing it and getting so off stage iconic. Like, you want a blowy, you know? Yeah, for sure. That's hot.
I think you could be a really good country music singer.
I just think country is just an untapped
but
market.
But I will say, like, Dolly Parton, like, she did start the whole, like, being a sex doll and also a country music star.
Yeah. I guess I'm just trying to take it a little more ratchet. Like, Dolly's really talented. Like, a lot of, you know, I'm not. Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to take it a little more. A little more ratchet.
I wish we could. If I could spend a day with anybody, it would be Dolly Parton.
I really want to do a show in Tennessee soon, just so that we have the excuse to go to Dollywood. I'm serious. I texted everyone about it. We're trying right now. I can't wait.
I have a Dolly Parton, fucking enormous life-size Dolly Parton in my apartment.
And there's just something about the Tennessee men of it all. There's something about, this is a hot take, okay? But a Republican man who is maybe a little closeted and, like, has all the wrong values and, like, maybe hates himself and hates you a little, fucks like no other.
I feel like that was actually just every man I slept with in college, because it was, like, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And it's very red over there.
I love that. I want this podcast to just be cuts to the next topic. Like, all of,
like, just, like, it's silence and then immediately new topic.
No, I love, because we've done that the whole way. Oscar edited it like that, for real. Seriously, I'm not fucking kidding.
Oscar's been getting goofy with the editing. Have you noticed that? Like, like, sometimes I'll do side eye and it'll be like slow zoom into me. Have you noticed that? It's so funny. My eye won't stop watering.
Do you want to talk about the motorcycle you bought, or you don't think it's funny?
You bought a motorcycle?
I bought a motorcycle.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. I've been doing some weird shit lately.
Motorcycle guitar lessons.
I bought a motorcycle, but it wasn't like, I just wanted to have, like, my dad was going to sell his motorcycle, but he didn't want to sell it. So then I bought it so that he could keep it. But now I have an asset. It feels like Monopoly.
There's something, that's crazy. There's something about you right now in your muscle tee talking about buying a motorcycle. And you were saying, like, they don't know if I'm 6'3". Like, I just fully, like, left my own body and imagined you 6'3" with a motorcycle and, like, a muscle shirt on and some tattoos. I think I'd fuck you.
Oh, yay. Some people think I am tall. A lot of people, actually. And I feel like I could have, like, I like that, like, cigarette mom energy. Like, I would love to be, like, a cigarette mom.
Would you ever go, like, full butch mom?
Maybe. I don't know.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Paige the other day was like, just talk to me for the next like 5 minutes. Like, you're a Hey Mama's lesbian. And I like really slayed it. Like, honestly.
Oh, my dad's best friend is a Hey Mama's. Hey Mama's is crazy, but you met her at the canceled show, remember?
I'm trying to meet the family.
You got me. You got me, because you know that's my, like, if I'm going to talk to a lesbian, she's going to be a Hey Mama's lesbian. Like, that's so my vibe.
Hey Mama.
I can't do it to you.
Yeah,
you. But shouldn't. I'm so for real. Like three more tries, and I feel like you could get there.
Like, it just natural. Like, I could. I find myself on a daily basis refraining from, like, putting on basketball shorts and like grabbing my crotch. Like right now, I just want to be like, "Sup, bitch."
That's so kind.
You know. And I can't. But like, maybe that's like my future. Maybe that's why I haven't been finding luck in my love life, because I'm Hey Mama's coded.
Maybe.
I wanted to start a segment where we play like 5 TikToks on the podcast and like talk about them. But I don't know if that's this episode. Maybe we like do a whole episode like that.
Or maybe we just do it on our next, or maybe we, should we each have a TikTok of the week?
Let's have a TikTok of the week.
Should you do a segment where you go over your store page on Amazon? Yeah. That'd be funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, or just the best TikToks I see for the week, kind of like make a for you segment. Wait, I have a couple. You have one?
I did save this one, but it's just because I needed you to see it. It's that one, like, You remember that random day in 2020 when we woke up and Trisha had done this? And she captioned it, prob offensive.
Didn't she? Didn't Trisha like do a 1 year anniversary of that the other day too?
I don't remember.
Like she was like, it's been a year since I did this and like dressed up like it again or something, which is so, that's such a niche funny thing to do. Like 1 year ago since, like, but it's just nothing.
If she did, I missed it. But just the caption, hashtag euphoric, will prob delete, prob offensive. This like feels so crazy to me that this kind of shit happens.
Like that is the
wait, look. Don't say that. She's sensitive. That's my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Like this,
like they had to talk about it beforehand. Like that's like cool, like so cool.
It's so cool to me, like and crazy. You sent me this TikTok, and I hope you guys know that a lot of the TikToks that you tag us in that are like about canceled and shit like that, we do see a lot of them. We send them back and forth, but I think we should start paying like a little homage.
Yeah,
to,
we should start,
because like that's fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
Like that. What? They were literally on a roller coaster. They thought of us.
Now we have to go on it and talk about them. Would you ever go? You would never go on
that. I would not. I hate roller coasters literally more than anything. I'd rather play Russian roulette.
That's not even a roller coaster. That's like a death trap.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Do I keep going or no with TikToks?
Oh, with TikToks?
Or is it like just that's it? Like we put the Trisha one
in. I think next week we both commit to like we have a week to find like our TikTok of the week. Like the best TikTok we saw this week and why. Like you remember in elementary school, I don't know if you had to do this, but you had to do like a current event and you'd have to choose one news story of the week that like really hit
you. You know why they probably didn't do that in Vegas? Because all the news is just about like hookers dying and shit.
Oh. I'm supposed to move tomorrow and I don't have a new apartment. Like, I have to be out tomorrow.
What are you going to do? Just, like, squatter on up?
Yeah, I don't know.
You better figure that out before we go on tour, my girl.
I know, that's the thing. But it's like, what can they do? Kick me out.
We leave for tour, and yes, they can kick you out. I've been kicked out for that exact reason of place of residency.
No, they said that I was a good she said, you're a good tenant, so you can have a week. So a week, but I have to sign a lease, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, we leave in 5 days.
Yeah.
6 days. I'm really excited for this round of tour. By the time this is out, we'll actually be done with all of the shows. But I'm so excited to be wholesome and just have a wholesome little tour excursion and see what comes from it.
Yay!
And then I'm going to New York Fashion Week, which I'm...
Ugh, I was supposed to go, but the moving of it all.
I wish you would go with me. It's so fun.
I want to so bad, but like poor Murph is going to be so stressed.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this wholesome, sober episode of Canceled.
We are turning over a new leaf. We always say that, but like we love lying.
We do love lying. We'll see how it goes. We're taking it day by day, but I feel very wholesome. I'm excited to get back out on the road. I love life right now and life is good.
Yay!
Make sure to subscribe, like this video, share it, comment, tell us things to do and talk about now that we're in our wholesome era. And if you haven't gotten tickets to our tour, it is linked below if any are left.
Yay. Next episode, I'm going to bring a tape measure and measure my head against yours.
Goodbye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.